Well, the first thing that I think you got to know is that possessing implicit bias is not the same as being racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic. Of course, nobody likes those labels, and certainly no one wants to be called those things. And it's often difficult for people to hear that they might possess implicit bias because they associate it with being called racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic. But this isn't the same thing. So let's talk about what the features are of implicit bias. The Kerwin Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnicity sets forth the traits of the phenomena that is known as implicit bias. And it sets these things forward. That implicit bias includes attitudes that are formed involuntarily that affect our decisions, our actions, and our understanding about people with whom we interact. Implicit bias can be positive or negative. That is to say, we can have implicit biases that show a preference towards something or an aversion to something. We can have implicit biases that reflect a preference for a certain type of person or an aversion to a certain type of person. It is different from known biases that people may choose to conceal for social or political reasons. These are the kinds of things that when lawyers conduct voir dire, they're trying to get jurors and veneer panel members to engage with them about, to discuss and disclose their known biases, things that maybe they would prefer not to say or share, but the lawyers are trying to get them to be honest about those things during voir dire. Implicit bias is different from those known biases that people can articulate to us. And more importantly, implicit biases, the ones that we possess, often conflict with our explicit and declared beliefs. So we can declare that we believe in egalitarian practices and that we treat everybody kindly and fairly, and we look at people all the same, and that we're colorblind and have neutrality with regard to the way that we treat people in different sexes and genders. But our implicit biases can be such that they manifest in a way that is different from our declared and stated beliefs. And that is for this reason, because our implicit biases are formed as a result of direct and indirect messages that we get from the world all around us. There are numerous studies, including one from the University of Houston, that talks about the role that the media plays in forming implicit biases in each of us. And this is really important because we are inundated with information from the media. Used to be that the media was primarily in the form of radio and TV, but of course now we have social media in various different platforms that is inundating us with information about people and groups. And that information sets up implicit biases on the inside of us about people and groups. And unfortunately, if we don't check those implicit biases, they can show up in ways that can be harmful, particularly in our system of justice. Our implicit biases are pervasive. That is to say, all of us have them and they are at work all the time within us. It is effectively our brains making a shortcut to help us to make quick unconscious or subconscious associations between people and certain traits and attributes, between groups and certain traits and attributes, so that we can then make decisions. And it's important to note that implicit biases do not involve malice or intent. Malice and intent might be bound with explicit biases that we possess regarding certain people and things, but malice and intent are not involved in the concept of implicit bias because, again, it's formed subconsciously and as a result of messages that we are getting from all around. My favorite thing that the Kerwin Institute says about implicit bias is what I have here as the last note, that they're changeable. Our implicit biases are changeable with time and with intention and with training, which is what we're trying to do today. Now, contrast that with isms and phobias. Isms and phobias, of course, are the known prejudices and biases that we possess. Sexism and racism. Of course, these things are based on beliefs that certain types of people are inferior or undeserving of equal treatment or deserving of unequal treatment. Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, and other types of oppressive behaviors are based on pathological fears that people have and loathing that they might feel about certain individuals in certain groups. This is not the same thing as implicit bias, and it's really important for us to apprehend that, because if we don't get that, it's very easy for us to say, well, I'm not like that. I don't reflect these sorts of things. I don't believe these sorts of things. And so these conversations about implicit bias are not for me. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. It's not true for any of us. We all possess implicit biases, and we all need to do the work to root it out so that it doesn't show up in important decision-making that occurs in our profession, whether that's in our law firms or in court settings, which we'll discuss in more detail.